June 16th. In my last diary entry, Chloe and Zoe had just asked me why I wanted to cancel my party. There were so many reasons. I didn't know where to start. Well, my mom started planning things, and all her ideas are pretty cruddy. She wants to have it in the backyard. But how can I have an island luau party with no water? It's not going to be any fun. So I just decided to cancel it. I knew this party was a really stupid idea to begin with. What was I thinking? I ranted. Whoa, just calm down, Nikki, Chloe said, grabbing my shoulders. Don't say that. Birthdays are important. It's the one day a year that's all about you. She's right, Zoe agreed. A birthday celebration is too special to just cancel. If we work together, I'm sure we can fix all the problems. So let's hear the details. Well, okay, if you insist, I sniffed. First, my mom slashed our party budget down to $100. Ouch. Now that's a super tight budget, Zoe frowned. It's barely enough for snacks. It gets worse, I continued. Brianna wants to make my birthday cake, and I'm really worried my mom might actually let her do it if it'll save money. How sweet, Chloe gushed. I think it's cute that Brianna wants to make your birthday cake, Zoe giggled. I shot them both a dirty look. Not if it's a pizza, ice cream, sushi, pancakes, clam chowder, Skittles flavored birthday cake, because that's exactly what she plans to make. Ew, Chloe and Zoe gagged. Just thinking about it made me throw up in my mouth a little. OMG, would a cake with all those weird ingredients be safe for human consumption? Zoe wondered aloud. The hospital emergency room bills for your party could be insane, Chloe worried. Well, Brianna's not even the biggest headache, I fumed. Instead of a live band or DJ, my mom wants our elderly neighbor, Mrs. Wallabanger, to provide the music and perform with her backup dancers. Mom loves the idea since it'll be free. Really? Chloe said. I didn't know Mrs. Wallabanger was in a band. What does she play? And are her dancers hip-hop or street? That's exactly the problem, I grumbled. Mrs. Wallabanger plays polka on her accordion. Polka? Chloe and Zoe exclaimed. On an accordion? And she has 24 belly dancers, including her best friends, Mildred and Marge. Belly dancers? Chloe and Zoe gasped. Yikes, Zoe cried. Just one of the things you mentioned is an instant party killer. Sorry, Nikki, but it looks like your party is going to be murdered at least 4 times. I totally agree. And having all those dancing grandmas could be dangerous, Chloe scowled. Dangerous? How? I asked. Like one of them could fall and break a hip while they're dancing? No, dangerous, because your party could end up on social media as the worst party ever, Zoe warned. Kids post and share videos of crummy parties as a joke, Chloe said grimly. You'd never live that down. Socially, it's the kiss of death. Of course, I wanted to have a birthday party, But the last thing I wanted was to be known as the pathetic kid who had the worst party ever. How humiliating! Chloe and Zoe stared silently at me and then at each other. Well, there's only one thing left to do, Zoe muttered as she tried to muster a smile. Yeah, it sounds like you're thinking exactly what I'm thinking, Chloe agreed. I didn't quite know what they were thinking, but with their vast experience and expertise, I was very sure they could save my party. I could always depend on my BFFs. Okay, Chloe and Zoe, now that you've heard all my problems, what do you think I should do? I asked, hopefully. I was totally shocked by their response. Cancel the party, they both exclaimed. What? I gasped. Are you sure? Your situation is hopeless, Zoe groaned. Your party will be a disaster, Chloe moaned. The fact that they were so upset made me even more upset. My BFFs looked so sad. I thought they were going to cry. We're so sorry, Nikki, Zoe sniffed. Maybe we can have a party for you next year, Chloe muttered. Come on, group hug, I said, plastering a fake smile across my face. I'm so over this party. But as we left the park, I suddenly felt a wave of despair and tried to blink back my tears. When I first started attending WCD, I was pretty much a social outcast, and I never want to relive that horror again. But somehow, what was supposed to be a fun birthday celebration with friends was being twisted into a shallow popularity contest and malicious social media event. Why was this party stuff so complicated? It's really sad, but sometimes kids can be so cruel.